Thank you for holding for me. My name is Kenesha. If you will allow me a brief moment to locate an account for you, please.
Yes. You want my name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's LaDonne, that's L-A, capital D-O-N-N-E, Lippert, L-I-P-P-E-R-T.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your address that we have on the account?
Sure, 7725 Yardley Drive, apartment 104, B as in boy, that's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33321.
All right. Thank you for verifying that for me. So I've located the account. Looks like you're being charged for the pulse oximeter. You are automatically enrolled into the membership and you're unaware of the charges. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have no use in the world for that.
Yes, ma'am. So with you being unaware of the charges, that is most definitely considered as fraudulent. So we can go ahead and refund you your funds back. We will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when your order was placed online. Are you still okay with me moving forward, reporting this as fraudulent for you?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you that there's another charge on here for it. That they have already taken off of my bill. And now then, I called back in regarding the $4.99 and discovered that it was a shipping cost for whatever they canceled before for it. And he said,
okay,
that I have to pay the $4.99 for shipping. Why should I pay for something I didn't receive?
Okay, so that is what I've just refunded back to you, $4.99 and also $7.95. I do see the $54.97 was already refunded.
Right.
So you'll receive your funds credited back about 3 to 5 business days from today's date.
That's the $4.99?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.